Antechamber?
So next up we have Antechamber. It's a puzzle game, first person.
Yeah, it's a first-person puzzle game, and...
It's difficult to talk about.
Yeah, for the purposes of kind of, it's both conceptually difficult to kind of summarize, and the fact
And the mechanics are difficult to summarize.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like one of those things where you have to kind of see it in action to fully understand what
And to
what
be
it's
clear,
about.
Like, really great.
Yeah, it's really good. It actually kind of blew my mind in a few different ways, and I actually got one of the worst headaches after playing that game. I don't really know what that says, but...
Well, I mean, it's a bright game. There's a lot of primary colors, like bright neon colors going on.
Yeah, and there were a couple of little, like, technical things, like screen tearing like crazy, but...
Yeah, there's...
So we should say it's made by one guy. His name is Alexander Bruce. We should say that. And apparently,
pretty awesome guy.
Yeah, he had this kind of salmon colored suit, and it was kind of shiny. And yeah,
here's the crazy thing though, first game he's ever made.
Yeah, he's never made a game. So that's,
ended up talking to him for a while. Actually, I played the game with another friend for an hour, and then I watched you play it for half an hour.
Yeah, I played for a while.
And so, we should talk a little bit about the game. So you start the game, and you're just sort of in this pure white corridor, and you're walking, and there are these signs that have sort of philosophical things on them. When you click on them, they become vague gameplay hints.
Yeah, it's kind of like this weird little proverb that will... subtly, if you read into it a little bit, it'll help you solve the puzzle.
Yeah, and it's always cryptic.
Yeah,
I asked him because the game branches a lot in ways that as a gamer you're going to hate. So the very first thing that happens is you're walking along, you see a quarter on the other side, it goes, I don't know, go, and then you fall into a pit.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, great, and you keep a mental note, like, oh, I gotta check that out later.
Yeah.
And 5 minutes later, several pits, weird walls, non-Euclidean space. Non-Euclidean space is big in this game. You're never going to physically really know where you are in relation to everything else you've seen.
Yeah.
It'll just be more like, oh, hey, I've seen that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And lots of different mechanics about playing around with space and all that.
Yeah.
And within the first 10 minutes, you just kind of lose track of everything.
Yeah, there's like, oh, man. If it sounds like I'm having a hard time talking about this, it's because... I had a really bad headache after this. It was in a good way, but this... excuse my language, but this game just fucks with you from beginning to end.
Well, it does for the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It deliberately does it. The game, fundamentally, and if you go play this with him there, he'll preface it with this, is the game is fundamentally about psychology and how you think and how you approach problems.
Yeah.
And so the most interesting thing to me about this game, and pardon me for just dominating time here, but the most interesting thing to me about this game was I played through it. I had my path through it. I had the way I figured things out. I had the way I approached problems. And the most interesting thing to me was actually watching Mark here, having not played it, and not seen me play it, immediately afterwards go through it. Because you can just tell how different people think. And I said that was the most interesting thing, and the creator of the game was there, and he was like, yes, that is absolutely the most interesting thing. And I don't...
What also really surprised me was that talking to Clint, he said that a lot of the path that I had gone through...
I never saw.
Yeah, it's they're weird, like, different branches that you can go to different rooms, and it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. So I don't know how you convey that thought process, because that's the important part, is seeing other people play the game.
Yeah, please go see this game.
It, it's